Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to day 23 of In His Steps. Today's title is Don't Worship Blind. Paul Tripp said, "Spiritually blind people are not only blind, they are also blind to their own blindness. They think they see well, so the spiritually blind person walks around with the delusion that no one has more accurate view than he does." Our text today is Matthew 15, verses 12 through 14. Then the disciples came to him and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Jesus is speaking with his disciples, surrounded by people, with the Pharisees close by. When Jesus spoke about the defilement in the religious leaders' hearts, they were offended. Sometimes the truth hurts before it can help and heal. Jesus' response in verses 13 through 14 could be viewed as harsh. Charles Swindoll expounds on these verses. "Jesus then took the opportunity to explain something the disciples needed to learn and never forget. He told them how to respond to people like the scribes and Pharisees who set themselves up as a sort of high court of holiness. Let them alone." The Greek verb that appears here, ephemi, can be used to describe abandonment, giving up, or even divorce. Instead of obeying such bullies, the disciples were to ignore them or reject them. They were not to capitulate to them. Why? Because their ultimate doom was assured. When one blind man leads another blind man, eventually they will both end up falling into a pit. Because these religious leaders were spiritually blind, only others who were also spiritually blind would follow them. All the while, they would believe with all their hearts they were in the right. When it comes to the seriousness of the Pharisees' sinful hearts, Jesus holds no punches. Why would Jesus say, "Let them alone"? Because blind guides lead other blind people into destruction. Paul describes the cause of spiritual blindness. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, he says, "In their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Spiritual blindness is the inability to comprehend truth. It stems from hardened hearts and leads to spiritual confusion and rejection of the gospel. Unlike physical blindness, people who are spiritually blind don't know that they can't see. Spiritual blindness can lead to the pretense of worshiping God without a pure passion of love for Christ. When you can't see spiritually, worshiping Jesus can quickly become a facade. Much of what people call worship today has become performance. Don't get me wrong, Jesus deserves our best when it comes to leading people in worship. I've always said, whatever we do it for the glory of God. So that's why we do it to the best of our ability. Worship leaders and musicians should be prepared, which includes knowing the songs they are to lead. It's the responsibility of leadership to minimize distractions when the body of Christ is corporately worshiping together. However, what good does it do to have all the exterior planning if the leader's hearts are not prepared to worship? The best worship leader is the one who is truly worshiping the Lord. So, in a way, today's worship leaders could fall under the category of exactly what Jesus is saying to the Pharisees, the blind leading the blind. If our first experience with worshiping God is prayer to performance, how can our private personal worship with the Lord not follow suit? Worshiping God starts in the heart and then moves out to the hands, feet, mouth, and etc. So quality worship doesn't start with music, but with motive. Real praise doesn't start with songs, but with surrender. Vibrant worship doesn't start with lines on a video wall, but with genuine love for Jesus. Life-changing worship doesn't start with atmosphere. It starts in the position of your heart before God. Now consider these questions today. In what ways are you prone to spiritual blindness? When it comes to worship, how easy is it for you to fall into just going through the motions, and why? How can you make sure that your worship starts with loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.